Well, this is rather awkward. Here we are in the second week of the Emmanuel Stewardship Drive, our annual fundraiser for keeping up this beautiful building and supporting the ministries and activities that go on here. And honestly, Jesus is not on message. For a stewardship sermon, it would have been helpful to have something to use like Jesus telling the rich young man to give away all his money. But not today. Instead, we get what scholars call the mini apocalypse in the Gospel of Mark, where the disciples are sitting on the Mount of Olives, looking across the Kidron Valley at the beautiful architecture and buildings that were the temple. They're very impressed with its large stones and the grand buildings of the temple complex. And so they bring Jesus into the conversation, and he responds, "Do you see these buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." And then his predictions get worse. There will be false prophets and wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines, persecutions, the sun going dark and stars will fall from the sky, and more. Everything, from the temple to the world as we know it, will fall apart. What a terrifying message. It's also not very conducive to a super stewardship drive. We'd prefer to keep stone upon stone around here. For those who are historically curious, Mark's gospel was written perhaps during or shortly after the actual destruction of that magnificent temple. So Mark's community was dealing with rather catastrophic events at the time. As to all those other predictions, the disciples really wanted to know, when were they going to happen? And people still do. Think about Rapture and Left Behind series of books. The idea is that the world as we know it will end, but the faithful will be rescued. Apocalyptic literature was quite common back then, as well as it is now. And it offers a kind of consolation. The writings try to make sense of awful current events by casting them in this larger cosmic framework where good and evil are fighting it out in order to give hope to the people who were suffering. It works something like this. Things look bad now. Everything is falling apart. But God will prevail and a new day will come. In today's gospel, it seems to me that Jesus names a reality that we all know, and that is, things do fall apart. When we accumulate enough losses, when we see enough disasters and watch division and tensions explode enough times, Jesus' dire predictions seem more like daily news. But in the midst of all these things falling apart, Jesus reminds us that there is a way to go through it all, and that is the way of sacrificial love. It's what he saw in the widow who, with genuine love and compassion, put her last two copper coins into the temple treasury in last week's gospel. It was a tiny sum by worldly standards, but it was a sacrifice worth more than any other pledge card. And also Jesus saw his own cross ahead, where he would empty himself so that the whole world could be drawn to him and to the one who sent him. That kind of sacrificial love has the power to save all of us. That love is what we glimpse and learn how to follow when we come to church here at Emmanuel. That love is the purpose of this place, while stone still remains upon stone. This community that we have together is patterned on that kind of sacrificial love. If Mark's gospel had been written, say, a few years ago in the midst of the COVID pandemic, today's passage might go something like this. As Jesus and the disciples came to Emmanuel Church, the disciples said, "Look, teacher, what large stones, what beautiful stained glass windows, what lovely red doors." And Jesus said, "Do you see these things? There will come a day when the red doors will be shut and no one will be able to enter. Awful things will happen. Many will experience great loss and there will be suffering. And after those days, the people will start to worry about things like church attendance and congregational giving to the treasury. Some will worry about taking care of the church building. Others will worry about how much church will be different going forward. The people may have to let go of some of the old ways of doing things, but the people will know that I am with them. They will follow me, they will love one another as I love them. And this will be the beginning of something new." There's a quote I like, attributed to Martin Luther, that he said when he was when he had heard this gospel we heard this morning from Mark. He said, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple trees." Whether Luther actually said that or not, it gets to the point. There's a kernel of truth in it. We are called and created to be engaged in the world that we live in. We're not called to hide away or to ignore it or to not care for it or not support it. Quite the contrary, in fact. And I think that's where stewardship comes in. Amen.